supper club performances. Because I'm old enough to remember when I first moved to New York City in the late 70s, Alberta Hunter was still performing, Bobby Short. And
I remember Alberta
Hunter. So I used to love to go to see those people. I'd sit at the bar because I couldn't afford a table. And it was the kind of thing where they would just sing the songs. And once in a while, they'd have a little pattern, tell some stories. And it was just so lovely. And so I've been doing this show now for about 6 months. This is actually, tonight is the first night I'm doing the revised edition of the show, because the previous, over the summer, the songs were centered on summer. So I've swapped out a lot of the playlists. So this will be the first night of the new edition of the Tom Judson Show. But it's me sitting at the piano singing, and it's really fun. I'm having a great time performing it.
And you pretty much have a set program that you're going to play. And Trixie Starr is there as well?
Oh, Trixie Starr is everywhere. Yes, Trixie and I have a history. I'm a writer and an actor as well as a musician, and I have a one-man show called Canned Ham that I've been performing for the past couple of years. Trixie actually presented the world premiere of that show at Jason's when Jason's was still on Warren Street. So we go back for a couple of years now, and we've gotten into trouble here and there over the past couple of years in different events. And so when Trixie was in Provincetown and saw me performing the show, and she said, let's do the show at the Opera House. Because Trixie and I did a Christmas show last year at the Opera House for one night, which was a lot of fun. So we thought it was a great idea. And the room, for people who haven't been to the Opera House, the main auditorium is not usable now. So the room downstairs, which was some sort of anteroom historically, the acoustics happened to be fantastic. In fact, we got in there yesterday to just go over some stuff, and I decided I'm not going to use a mic because the acoustics are so beautiful that I can just sit at the piano and it just fills up the room. So it's
does
great.
Indeed. I happened to be at the Opera House yesterday, and I wasn't anywhere near the room, and I could hear it.
So. Oh, really? Great. it's really a special place. And because when I was working on the show last spring with my director, whose name is Michael Shirelli, the concept we were going for was that it was at my house and friends just happened to drop by, and so I sit down at the piano. So what we've decided to do is we've put the piano in the middle of the room at the Opera House, and we're seating people around it as opposed to as theater seating. Mm-hmm. So it's, I think it's going to have a very special intimate feel, and I'm really looking forward to it.
And you have a particular range of songwriters or styles of music?
I really like the standard catalog, Rodgers and Hart and Cole Porter. Oddly enough, though, this playlist is about half and half. I would say half the songs audience members will recognize, standards like Indian Summer and When in Rome, things like that. But I also have a very eclectic knowledge of obscure songs by well-known composers. In fact, I have a little mini medley about obscure songs by famous composers. But I also have found a couple of contemporary songs that really fit into the repertoire. Alan Cumming, the actor, happens to be a friend of mine, and he wrote this great song that he allowed me to put into the playlist. So that's one of the ones that I include, which was just obviously just written a couple of years ago, but it just fits in just great with the playlist.
Let me just say to those out there who are listening or saying, this is just my kind of show and I think I'll go tonight, that they had better call the Opera House and make a reservation. It's at 822-1438, because I think there's going to be quite a little crowd in that room.
I think we're selling pretty well, so that's a good thing.
So it's just a little warning.
Thank you, Ellen.
And isn't this also a birthday celebration? Speaking
of birthdays, yes, my birthday was on Monday, so I delayed celebrating. This is going to count as my birthday. In fact, at Mod Restaurant down on Front Street, we're going to have an after party immediately after the show, and the gals at Mod, rumor has it they've made a cake for me.
Of course.
So yes, it is in fact sort of a birthday celebration.
And you've admitted to, I think, 51?
51. Yes, 51.
Well, kind of a milestone.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I am, in fact, 51 now.
Well, I we played some Alberta Hunter here a couple of weeks ago, and I hadn't heard her in a long time, and I remember her so well. She was a nurse, I think, and that was her day job.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just incredible with that wonderful voice of hers. And she was fairly along in years when I heard her.
Did you see, at the Cookery? Do you remember the
yes.
Cookery on 8th
yes.
Street? Yeah, that's where I saw her too.
Absolutely. And Blossom Deary was on 13th Street.
Wow. Gosh. Yeah, it's really something.
That was the time.
The people
wasn't
we've gotten
it?
To see, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you'd like to say, Tom?
I think that's about it. It's I actually need to get to the Opera House to start setting things up and going over a few things. So I hope people come down tonight, because this is I don't think I'll be performing in the immediate area anytime again soon. I'm going to be doing the show in the city in February, I think. But I don't know that I'll be back performing up here.
So this is your chance, 822-1438. The Opera House is at 327 Warren Street. And the room you're going to be performing in is called the West Room now. It used to be a bank, and there's a big, impressive vault
there
in
is,
the room.
Yes.
Call it the Iga Vault every once in a while. Nevertheless, there it is.
It is a centerpiece of the room, as a matter of fact.
So we look forward to hearing you tonight.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you very much for coming in.